Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hiller. 104.5 The Zone, 8:47 the time. The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education. We've reached that time in the morning. You guys ready? Let's play take three.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is take three.
All righty. For take number one, do you want a lightning round of NBA questions, or do you want a question about the College World Series? Where do you want to go first?
I'd much rather have NBA questions, personally.
All right, these are going to be short answer questions.
I'll get my answer then, man.
I thought we were asking. I thought that was one of the take threes. I thought Blaine was about to answer.
I would agree with you, though. I was waiting. I was about to give my response. I was like, I guess mine doesn't matter.
That was take zero.
Sorry.
Item zero here. All right. This is going to be a trio of lightning round NBA questions. Number one, better NBA player, Zion or Ja? Blaine, you go first.
Oh, I go first? Better player? Are we talking about first
better
year?
Career?
Better career. The ceiling's so high for Zion. I'm going to go with Zion. But I can see it's hard for me. I think Ja, because of his skill set, he's really good at passing the ball, shooting, going to the rack athletically. Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't know, but Zion is just Zion. I just gotta go with
Zion.
Him,
is my answer too.
Yeah, as much as I want to go with Ja, I gotta go with Zion.
I know what Jace is gonna say.
I've said it on my show for months. I said it since March. It's gonna be Ja. I think in 2019, the league is built for guards. Mm-hmm. I think he is a more humble, unselfish version of Russell Westbrook. And I think that Zion Williamson is more Blake Griffin than anything else right now. If he can develop that shot, all bets are off. I think both of them are Hall of Famers, potentially, but I think Ja Morant's the guy with the better and longer career.
Hey, you sold me, man. That's a good sale.
All right. This is 1B. Who surprises us out of the UT trio of Williams, Schofield, and Bone?
Surprise.
I'm going with Admiral. I don't care what you guys think.
If one of them's going to surprise, it would be Admiral.
I think
he's going to be better than expected. Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I think he's...
Bone won't surprise us because we know what skills he possesses if he's able to harness all of them.
Yeah, I think if he could put it all together. Continue to improve his jump shot, grow as a point guard, facilitator, feel for the game. He does those things. I think he'll still be really happy because athletically, he's off the charts.
I'd love Schaefer out in this.
Oh, first of all, Ja is going to be an absolute superstar, and I would pick Admiral for this too.
Okay. 1C.
I disagree with those.
1C.
1C. Oh, this is really three.
Yeah, well, this is take three within one question.
This is scattered lightning. It's right, not that fast.
Yeah, I know.
So we have two more questions after this?
This is the scattered showers.
Oh, yeah, we got two more questions after
this. Bonus. Take five.
Is Dylan That's Windler a first rounder as 1C?
Oh, I've already sold him. But yeah, he's a first rounder, no doubt in my mind. He's a defender. He can handle the rock. He can go to the rack. He can shoot threes. He can play a lot of different roles on any team. So I'm a big fan of his.
I'm going to say he sneaks into the bottom of the first round.
Yeah, I'm saying, what did I say, 26 or 28?
You had him at 19. 26.
No, I said 26 or 20. I said 20-something.
I said if I were the Spurs, I would think about taking him or Grant Williams at 29. I don't think he goes in the first round, though. I think he goes somewhere in the 35 to 37 range.
I think he should be in the first round. I don't think he's going to be in the first round.
Oh,
probably a good answer. All right, moving on after take one A, B, and C. Here is take two. Do you got, at this point, Vanderbilt or the field at the College World Series? And we're talking about the teams that are left, Louisville and Mississippi State on Vandy's side, and then Michigan and Texas Tech over on the other side.
Well, you always want to think that the field has the better chance, but Vanderbilt's always has someone stepping up. So I'm going with Vanderbilt. I mean, and that's not even a hometown call. I mean, I just think that they're going to find a way to win regardless of whoever it is, whether it's pitching to if they put up a lot of runs, they can beat you in any facet of the game. So I think right now their confidence level is high. I think they're going to win.
This isn't golf, Kevin.
golf.
Like, taking the field in golf makes all the sense in the world because it's right. one out of like 100 guys. All it has to do is one beats Tiger or one beats Koepka or one beats DJ or whatever. This is, you know, a very small handful of teams. Vanderbilt has all the talent in the world, and they have so many ways that they can beat you. I would take Vanderbilt.
Vandy has that thing called swag. That swag's going to take him to a title.
And until you look at what would have to happen for them to lose at this point, they'd have to lose two in a row, either this week or they have to lose two out of three next week. And that's a tall order against everything they have. All right, let's move on to take three, and this is the one I really wanted to get to. If we, if I bought us one of those Popeye's Wingspan box down on Canal Street in New Orleans, what all could I put you down for as far as how much you could eat? And let me go over what's in there. 77 boneless wings, you know, chicken fingers, 11 biscuits and 11 orders of fries. I take all the health stuff out of it. I don't want to hear I'm getting broccoli with
mine. I can't do that. I'm not wired anymore.
Oh, come on.
How many can you eat of the 77?
We'll change it for Jason. How much will you fantasize about eating then? Let's change the parameters.
I mean, I love fries, and I haven't had them in I don't know how long. I mean, I love them. I had In-N-Out when I was out in Anaheim because we wanted to try it. So that was the only time I ate
it. You had a massive turkey leg when you were out there, too. It was amazing.
Yeah, and I took all the skin off it, and that thing had zero carbs, and it was phenomenal, and I wish I had one right now. But if I was just eating for fun, I could probably take out 10 to 15, two or three biscuits, a couple of fries. But what would I eat? I'd probably eat about six of the wings, half of one biscuit, and would just walk away from the fries or maybe just grab a handful out of one of them.
It depends on how big the fingers are.
Yeah.
But I'm typically a four-finger guy. I'm not going to overindulge. So I'm probably four fingers. I'm not a big bread eater, but I definitely, depend on how good their biscuits are.
Their biscuits
are
pretty
good.
I love bread. Yeah. I miss bread.
Yeah, I'm just going four fingers, man.
I'm saying if I'm not thinking about health or any of that, I'm just eating. I can do a dozen wings and probably two biscuits.
I'll probably do some of the fries, though. Probably do the fries. Here's my thing is, here's what I do. I'm not as disciplined as Jason over there, but I'm not going to have the biscuit and the fries. So I'm going to have one or the other. If I'm going to go indulge. And so I typically go fry route.
Do we get any slaw with this thing or do we get mashed potatoes?
I'm not a big slaw guy.
Oh, man, I am a slaw connoisseur.
If I'm looking to max out on it, if I'm max benching this, we're going to go 12 with the chicken, 3 with the biscuits, 1 or 2 of the fries.
See,
if I'm
that's maxing out. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. That's the old me right there. I could easily knock out three biscuits with some different jelly. Like I'd have grape on one, I'd have strawberry on one, and maybe I'd ask to put ham on one or something like that. Man. And I could easily eat a couple fries.
You guys can put it down.
If I'm maxing out,
I
can do it.
I can't do it anymore.
I don't know if I could do that. It'd be tough for me to do that now.
But, put a couple boneless wings on one of those.
Yeah. See, and I'm with you. It's not boneless wings. It's chicken, tenders or fingers or whatever.
Exactly. Well, are they breaded? Are we talking about them all being breaded?
Yeah.
Just like Zaxby's.
I have a friend of mine. We used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings a lot on Saturdays and watch college football all day. And he would always eat the boned wings. And I would always eat the boneless ones. And then after a while, he said, "Where's this been all my life? Why have I always made this so much more difficult? Always go with the boneless.
Of course.
It just makes so much more sense.
Of course.
It's cleaner. It's so much easier.
It's a no-brainer, man. It's like seedless watermelon.
But nothing like seeing you stack up the bones there from...
I know, man. You don't have like a trophy from what you did.
Yeah, man.
Show everybody.
Yeah, but I'm more satisfied because I've eaten more. So I don't need to show off, you know? I don't need to spike the football. Hand it back to the ref. Act like you've been there before.
Every now and then you want to show off.
Though. You think between all four of us, how much do you think we could do of this? Can we eat half of it?
Oh, we could do half. Yeah. I think we could do half.
If I was doing it for a purpose, for sure.
Man. For the eating contest, like the hot dog eating contest?
Right, yeah. All
disgusting.
That's gross.
Oh, that's gross.
It really is. Especially when they like water up the hot dogs. What are you doing, bro?
Oh, so nice.
See, I don't think they should allow them to do that. I think they should make them eat the hot dogs.
Like regular people eat hot dogs?
Like regular people eat hot dogs. Exactly. Right.
Anytime I see that on TV, I can't eat a hot dog for like a month.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch.
We're counting down to July 4th.
I know highlights on SportsCenter and all that.
You don't know when it'll be.
Yeah, they always have it on July 4th at Coney Island.
Yeah,
that's the only quote-unquote sport going on.
Yeah, I'll stick to fireworks at night, watching fireworks.